আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন والصلاه والسلام على سيد الانبياء والمرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah azzawajal We are here presenting the program Ar-Ghawth-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. In this program, we hear about the Seerah of Ghawth-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Today, we're going to listen to the sayings of the Wali of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Before we proceed to the saying of Ghawth-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, let's listen to the excellence of reading Durood-e-Pak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, The one who recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty, send 10 mercies upon him. And the one who recites 10 salawat upon me, Allah Almighty, sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recites 100 salawat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire and will keep him with the martyrs on judgment day. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم There is a book of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi Fatuhul Ghayb In this book Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states Upon every Muslim three things are obligatory in every state I mean whether it is the daytime or the night or winter or summer or happiness or grief or busy time or leisure even till the end of life In other words, as long as he has a sound mind and is breathing. What are those three things? Number one, amrun yamtathilu, meaning the order of Sharia, which we must follow. Second, nahyun yajtanibu, meaning the things which are forbidden by Sharia and he must refrain from them. Number three, qadrun yardha bihi, meaning destiny with which he must remain content. Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further states, the lowest condition of a Muslim is that he does not miss any of these three things at any time. His heart keeps a firm intention of these three things. The person keeps stating these three things to himself and keeps his limbs engaged in them at all time. Dear viewers of Madani channel, just think what brief and tremendous advice it is. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala states in the explanation, in this brief advice, Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated the summary of the entire religion. What a beautiful thing Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said. Every person who has uttered shahada, whether he's a worldly person or a religious person, must follow these three things. Number one, acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty. Number two, refraining from prohibited things. And number three, remaining content with destiny. Following these three things is the lowest status of a Muslim. It means that it is obligatory upon every person who has uttered shahada and has faith to follow these three things at all times. One day, while making speech, Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, O wealthy people, if you want the goodness of the world and the hereafter, sympathize with the poor through your wealth. Then Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala stated the hadith that the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, people are dependent on Allah Almighty. More beloved to Allah Almighty is the one who benefits the bondsman of Allah Almighty more. It means that all humans are bondsmen of Allah Almighty and dependent on Him. Allah Almighty has taken everyone's sustenance upon His merciful generosity. Allah Almighty grants sustenance to everyone and sustains everyone. More beloved to Allah Almighty is the one who benefits the bondsmen of Allah Almighty more. Now the question is, how should we benefit people more and what is meant by benefiting others in the hadith? Allama Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala states in this regard, inviting people to righteousness, calling them to the path of Allah Almighty, teaching religious knowledge, treating others gently, having mercy upon people, showing affection, spending wealth on them, in fact, doing good to others while being within the boundaries of Sharia. All this is included in benefiting others. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the blessed saying of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala and the aforementioned hadith, we learn that helping others, sympathizing with the poor, the destitute and orphans, and benefiting them are the actions which make a person beloved to Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Ghawse Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala himself was very sympathetic, affectionate and kind. So then Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala made a speech in his madrasa, and in the beginning of his speech he stated a hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Man futiha lahu babum min khayrin," meaning the one for whom the door of goodness is opened, "falyantahizhu," meaning he should hurry to enter the door of goodness, "fa'innahu la yadri mata yughlaqu alayhi," meaning because he does not know whether this door of goodness will be closed. After relating this hadith, Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "O people, hurry up as long as the door of your life is open. Value your breath. Soon this door will be closed. As long as you have strength and courage, value good deeds. As long as the door of repentance is open, value it. The door of supplication is open, value supplication. The door of sitting in the company of pious people is open, value it. O people, compensate for the loss which you have made. Wash away the filth of sins which you have on your garment. Get rid of the evils which you have committed. Clean the blackness of sins with which you have covered your heart. Give back what you have taken unjustly. Go back from the disobedience to your Lord Azza wa Jal. O man, do not be lazy, because laziness is the cause of everlasting deprivation and regret. Make your actions good. Allah Almighty will reward you in the world and in the hereafter." Sayyidina Ghawse Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala further stated, "O people, when you meet your death, you will wake from the dream of heedlessness, but there will be no use waking up at that time. O man, the company of evil people has made you mistrustful of pious people. Spend your life in the light of the Book of Allah Almighty and Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Success will lie at your feet. Be reluctant in the court of Allah Almighty, as you should rightfully be. Do not waste your time in heedlessness. You're engaged in accumulating the wealth which you don't have to use. You see the dreams which you will not be able to reach. You build the buildings in which you will not live forever. All these things have made you heedless of being present in the court of Allah Almighty." Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala further said, "O people, it is compulsory for you to remember death. Have patience over a suffering and trust in Allah Almighty in every condition. When all these attributes fully develop in you, you will meet your death in the state that because of remembering death, you have become pious. Because of patience, you will get the reward of your choice from the court of Allah Almighty. Hence, your relation with Allah Almighty will strengthen through your trust in Allah Almighty." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a Muslim should remain content with the will of Allah Almighty. It is He who grants bounties as well as giving ordeals. In other words, what is written by destiny happens, but a person remains content with the will of Lord Azza wa Jal at the time of collecting the bounties, but at the time of an ordeal, he makes complaints. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala says about remaining content with the will of the Lord, "O bondsmen of Allah Almighty, if you're destined to get a bounty, you will certainly get it regardless of whether you seek it or dislike it. If you're destined to encounter a suffering or an affliction and it has been decided for you, if there is an ordeal in the destiny of a person, it will certainly occur. But a Muslim should have patience when he encounters an ordeal and should entrust all his tasks to Allah Almighty. If you get bounties, pay gratitude. If you encounter an ordeal, have patience." Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala states, four things harm your religion. Number one, you do not act upon your knowledge. Number two, you do what you do not know. For example, because of ignorance, you consider sins as good deeds and good deeds as sin. Number three, you do not try to learn what you do not know. Hence, you remain without knowledge. And number four, you become an obstruction in the path of Islamic knowledge for people. My dear Yusuf Madini channel, what a beautiful saying. We learn a few things from it. Act upon whatever knowledge be attained. The more our knowledge increases, the more our action should increase. Similarly, this blessed saying also contains the motivation that we should learn what we do not know. My dear Yusuf Madani channel, the main thing which is specially highlighted in this saying is to attain knowledge. There are a lot of excellences in attaining Islamic knowledge. As it is mentioned in the hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever learns one, two, three, four, or five words regarding the fara'id of Allah Almighty and memorizes them well and then teaches them to others will enter paradise. Allah Almighty will resurrect His bondsmen on Judgment Day. Then He will separate scholars and say to them, O group of scholars, I know you. Therefore, I granted you knowledge and I did not grant you knowledge to afflict you with punishment. Go, I have forgiven you. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we learned that attaining Islamic knowledge is the cause of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, the source of forgiveness and salvation, and guarantees admission into paradise. My dear viewers of Madani channel, what superb, wise, and awakening piece of advice Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has given us. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon these sayings. May Allah Almighty enable us to read the Seerah of Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh and get a lesson from it and spend our life according to it. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
خواب الغوث يا زم رحمة الله عليه خواب الغوث يا زم رحمة الله عليه خواب الغوث يا زم رحمة الله عليه